A warm welcome to all of you. I am happy to meet you with another program of Week by Week. We have named this program Week by Week, and I thank God for giving us an opportunity like this. In the first week, we looked how we have someone to love us every day up till eternity. Today, we are going to meditate upon what life really is. What life really is. Life is a journey, as you know. In this journey, we experience many things. Some things are happy, happy moments, happy memories. Also, we have sad and defeated moments in our lives. We sometimes face them. So it's a combination of happiness and sometimes sadness. Sometimes we face them, sometimes we run away from them. But when we experience defeat and disappointment continuously in our lives, what do we feel? What do we feel? How do we feel? Sometimes what we expected in our lives does not happen. What we had hope in ends up in disappointment and sadness and hurt. Sometimes we educate ourselves and expect to get a certain result, a certain job, but it doesn't happen so. It doesn't happen as we expect. Then we are disappointed. We expect to find a good job, apply for many jobs, go for interviews, do all that, but don't get the job we wanted. We are disappointed. Also, we may be in a relationship, having great hope in marrying someone, but it all ends up without that. Sometimes we have great hopes for our children, spend a lot of money on their education and educate them, but we don't get the expected results. We are disappointed. Sometimes we run a business, we invested a lot of time, money and energy on the business, but in the end, it becomes a failure. We are disappointed. Through all this, we are disappointed. Why does it always happen to me? We sometimes say. This is a question nowadays most people ask. Why does it always happen to me? Why does it always happen to me? On the other hand, when we compare with others, maybe our classmates, maybe our batchmates, maybe people whom we know, they are doing well in their business, in their home front. They have flourished and they are doing well. Everything has gone right for them. Their children are doing well. Their marriage is doing well. Their marriage is going right. And sometimes we tend to wonder, why does it always have to happen to me? Why only me? Why only me? Why is it that good things don't happen to me? When others have done well, why only me? This is a hurting issue. It is a very hurting and a sad issue. Not like talking about it. When it really happens to you, you feel disappointed, hurt, depressed. You are very upset. It really hurts at this point. At a time like this, the question we ask is, why does it only happen to me? Why does it only happen to me? What is the objective of this life of mine? What is the objective of this life of mine? What is the motive behind life? Sometimes when we are defeated, when we are disappointed, we ask these questions. People who ask these questions have no option. Everything has failed them. Sometimes they go for temporary pleasures. They get addicted to some things because of this situation. Through that, they get into more trouble and they expect temporary happiness. But at the end of the day, it further makes it complicated for them. The complexity of their life becomes more by trying to find answers through these temporary measures. Look back at your life. There may be sometimes that you experience these feelings, these situations, similar situations, similar feelings. Why did it happen to me? Why did that not happen to me? Why did this happen to me? Why did that not happen to me? Life is a journey, as I said. We see a shepherd going in front. There is a shepherd going in front and the sheep following this shepherd. If you ask the sheep following the shepherd, where are you going? They will simply say that they are following those in front of them. Some people know where they are going, but some others even don't know where they are going. They just follow the people who are in front of them and not knowing where exactly they will end up. Sometimes these sheep stop at wherever they think is right or it's best to stop. They stop to enjoy themselves and their surroundings. They don't know where they are going, and sometimes they stop at some place and then they see, they get lost, and then they find the wolf approaching them. The sheep, look at this picture. They see the wolf that is trouble approaching them. The wolf is getting ready to attack them. They get worried. When this happens, to whom will they call to save them? What is this life? Some say they are just going. Others say they are following the shepherd. And they say that the shepherd knows the way. Someone else says, I like to have it my own way. I like to live my life the way I want. And they go on living like this. But the moment they face calamity, the moment they face disappointment, the moment they face an unexpected problem, like the sheep see the wolf approaching, then they get worried. They get worried and they are filled with fear. When you are in a situation like this in life, either you will succumb to the wolf, you will be destroyed by the wolf, or else you have to shout for help, or you have to shout in a loud voice. These are the two things you can do. Either you will get caught to the wolf and be succumbed by the wolf, or else you have to shout for someone to come and save you in a loud voice. What happens when you shout? The shepherd hears your voice. The shepherd hears our voice and comes to rescue us and comes to rescue you. You might ask me whether in real life it actually happens like this. Is this a reality? Is this something that is actually happening in real life? Or is this only a picture? It was only last week that we realized that there is a person who loves us every day of our lives, who loves us for eternity. Today, I want to draw your attention to this shepherd, to the fact that you and I, you are not lost sheep, but you have a shepherd. When you feel you have no help, remember you are not lost. Will the shepherd come and rescue the sheep? When you shout, when you call out, when with your problem, like the lost sheep, is there a shepherd who will come and rescue you from your situation? Let us look at a passage of scripture. Let us look at what the Bible tells us about this shepherd. It's found in St. John chapter 10 verses 14, 15 and 16. St. John chapter 10 verses 14, 15 and 16. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Dear friends, this is the story of the good shepherd. He says, even though you are away from me, even though you don't know me. And whatever situation that you are faced with, I will come to you. I will come and save you. I will rescue you. That shepherd is Jesus Christ. That shepherd is Jesus Christ. Jesus answers your problem. So today, whatever circumstance you are faced with, whatever situation that you have put yourself in, there is a good shepherd called Jesus to answer your question today. And not only that, to take you into eternity, to be with him. The passage of scripture says that the shepherd takes the sheep to the pen. Similarly, Jesus is able to take you to eternity, to live with him forever, to protect you and to look after you. So what must you do when you are in trouble? Like the sheep that is in an encounter with a wolf, we need to call upon Jesus Christ. We need to call upon Jesus Christ. From the trouble that you are in, when you shout out the name of Jesus, the Good Shepherd hears you. The Good Shepherd hears you. There are some sheep who walk along with the shepherd. As I mentioned earlier, there are some sheep who are lost, who don't even know where the shepherd is, but there are other sheep who walk with the shepherd. And as the shepherd leads the sheep to shelter through many a hill and valley, sometimes this journey becomes very long, and also sometimes this journey becomes very tiresome. The sheep starts to grumble. The sheep starts to grumble. The earlier sheep did not know the shepherd, but these sheep know the shepherd. But as the journey becomes troublesome, they start grumbling and they start to wonder, where is he taking us? Where is this shepherd taking us? They forget that with them is the shepherd who loves them, who cares for them, who protects them, until they reach the pen. Dear friends, so there are two types of sheep in the herd. The first one, there are sheep who are lost, who have faced great disappointment in life, who finds everything going wrong in their lives, who is asking a question, why me? Why does it always have to happen to me? Why does all the bad things happen to me? Why doesn't any good thing happen to me? They are faced with many disappointments. They are faced with difficult situations in life. They are lost. That is one group of sheep. And to them, as they in their lives, like the picture of the wolf approaching them and trying to take their lives, they need to call upon Jesus Christ. They need to shout out to Jesus Christ, who is readily available to come and rescue them from their situation, from their calamity, from whatever situation they have faced. So if you are a sheep who do not know the Good Shepherd, today I present Jesus Christ to you. The Good Shepherd who will love you, who will care for you, who will protect you. A person, he's not a person in history, but he's not a character in history, but he's a person who is alive and who had given his life to by you, who has sacrificed his life on a cross for you. You can pray to him and pray and tell him that you trust him to protect you, to take you through, and that shepherd will partner you in this journey of life. You surrender your life to him, and then you will be filled with a great blessing. You will experience a great blessing today. Then the sheep who know the Good Shepherd but forget that he is the Good Shepherd and that he is with you until the end. When they are faced with a problem, sometimes they forget the fact. They forget to trust in this Good Shepherd. this shepherd who has been with them through everything in life. Jesus is asking, don't you trust me in these small things? I have done so much for you. I have been with you in so many worse situations. But don't you trust me in this situation? I have done for you many things which you have forgotten. Do you not trust me in this problem of yours? So then, the two biggest problems that people are faced with in this journey of life. One is that they do not know Jesus Christ. They do not know the Good Shepherd. They do not know that there is a Good Shepherd existing and who will be there for them if they call upon that Shepherd. Two, they know the Good Shepherd, but they don't trust Him. These are the two biggest problems that people face during this journey of life. Everyone in this world belong to the flock of Jesus Christ. Remember, not one sheep is taken away. Everyone in this world belongs to the flock of Jesus Christ, and all those sheep are equally important to Jesus. All the sheep, each sheep is equally important to Jesus. Well, let's look at the passage that we read, John chapter 10 verse 14. I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. My dear friends, understand this word today. At a point when we are faced with many difficult situations, God is calling out to us. He is reaching out to us. Therefore, in all circumstances of life, in all your difficult situations of life, in all disappointments of life, let us surrender our lives to God and tell Him that we trust Him and tell Him that it is He who is the Good Shepherd who is able to take us through this journey of life. Let's prepare ourselves and let's pray to Him and call upon Him. May the good Lord bless you all. Amen.